And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN here at 9:34, talking today with Raleigh County Commissioner Ron Wells and County Clerk Rich Vargo on everything going on in the county. Of course, we've spent a lot of our time here this hour talking about voting, because it is there's a lot of changes here ahead of the primary and, of course, the general election. A lot of people have requested mail-in ballots, which we've spoken on here, and the deadline to get that done, if you want to request a mail ballot, is today. We're going to shift gears a little bit, talk a little bit about CARES Act funding here in this next segment, because a lot of entities are going to be receiving some of those dollars here from the federal government. And Raleigh County, I think, is slated to get about $14.9 million, if I'm not mistaken. And I understand you guys have some details on kind of what and how that's going to be distributed. I don't know who wants to start here.
I thought I'd let start off here with it's $14,994,234, and it's supposed to be distributed on or about July 15th. And so, as Rich had mentioned earlier, that's tomorrow. So we're holding our breath. But there's a lot of entities that this money goes to. It's based on the population, and the money needs to be distributed to the areas that the government says is recommending that we pay to those entities for expenses for COVID-19. It's very difficult for me to get a handle on, say, the city, Kansas State school districts and things. Each one has to have their recommendations and everything and turn those in. And the funding has to be pretty accurate, because if the Raleigh County would distribute the money to one of the other entities and they didn't meet all the qualifications but had already spent the money, we would have to repay that money back. So that was one of the reasons we went with an expert firm to handle this. We had one couple that just insisted that we use someone local, but to go out with an RFQ for someone qualified in all these different divisions, why, we'd be clear past the deadline date for even fulfilling this, because this money actually has to be spent by December 30th. And I'll let Rich get into a little more detail on what all this entails.
Yeah, Ron's exactly right. The timelines on this thing are just ridiculous. When Ron said distributed, the money's to be distributed from the state to 103 counties tomorrow. So that's what we've been told. Not everyone knows, but there are 105 counties. The two largest counties, Johnson and Sedgwick County, receive their money directly from the federal government due to their size. And so they're the only two in the state so far that have received the money. So once the state distributes that monies to the counties, as Raleigh County has done, I'm sure many other counties have, we have sent the assessment forms to all the public entities in Raleigh County, to include all the school districts, all the cities, regardless of the size, higher education facilities as well. Also encourage people, if they're a non-for-profit or any organization that thinks they may have some funding that may qualify, there's a general assessment form out there for them to fill out, for us to get to our consultant, who will review that to see if it is an allocable cost for this first phase. I don't know if people are familiar, but there's supposed to be a phase 1, 2, and 3. Phase 1 is the only one that is administered through the county. Phase 2 and phase 3 will be administered from the state. So that's why we hired an outside firm, someone that has professional expertise and, just frankly, the personnel to handle this. I mean, the document that says, you know, what qualifies as an allocable cost is 11 pages, and it's not abundantly clear, because we've given some questions to our consultant to say, hey, does this qualify? And they have to really dig into the weeds and contact people at the federal government to find out if it really does qualify, because, of course, with any new law or regulation, as quick as they come with it, you come up with it even at the federal level, it's not abundantly clear. And so we're assessing those costs for all the county departments right now, and we know the city departments are, and also the school districts are, as well as K-State. We're also scheduling this week phone calls with each of those groups of entities, the schools, the cities, and higher education, with our consultant to discuss, you know, what types of things they should include in their submission. Our overarching goal, of course, is to use all of that $14.994 million to bring it to our community to help us through these trying times. But the real problem is we don't have the money yet. Hopefully we get it tomorrow. We don't have all of the applications yet, and all of this money has to be allocated by the end of August. So the timelines are short, and a lot of people are gonna be doing projections on future costs as well from August on through the end of the year, because it's only allocable costs through the end of this year.
So the obviously the deadlines are tight here. Is that just because that's when, you know, the tax year ends here? Is that why it has to be allocated by the end of December?
Yeah, end of December. But yeah, the December deadline isn't as concerning as the August deadline. That's when we have to have it all identified by, is by August. If we don't have it identified by August, then we won't be able to recoup those costs.
So the different entities that will be receiving money, is it clear, will they be able to use that for payroll at all? If anyone, you know, has been hurting, you know, maybe could use an extra paycheck here or something like that?
No, it's not for extra paychecks, but you can, if on salaries, if like myself, if I've allocated over 51% of my time to COVID-related issues during this time, that is a cost the county could get reimbursed for, or the school district or the city. But you have to clearly designate that that individual spent 51% of their time. And kind of what Ron reiterated early on is that this is quite an arduous process, because when you receive these federal monies, you have to go through as a public entity what's required and called a single audit for the federal government. And if you ever get audited on that single audit and you have done something incorrectly, allocated monies to something that shouldn't have been allocated, that will eliminate you from future allocations of future federal funds for, God forbid, say we had another flood. And they said, well, you know, there's FEMA money available, but you guys didn't really handle the COVID money correctly, so we're not going to give you any money for that. So it's a really detailed process you have to go through for the safety and security of your community to be sure you don't jeopardize future monies as well.
Sounds like a lot of red tape.
A lot of red tape, and that's why we hired an outside firm. You know, it just can't be someone that says this is a good cause, it's because of COVID, and so we're going to give you money. It's just not that simple.
Hmm. One thing too, Brandon, on the firm that we use are very well known and experienced in this type of situation. Plus, they have a not to exceed fee unless there's some mileage or additional things. And that money is also paid out of this approximately $15 million. So that was, I think, one of the smart moves that we made due to the short time frame, is to have a professional firm that's used to dealing with government, federal government.
Yeah, Ron's correct. Its cost is $150,000, not to exceed, except for any incidental costs if they were to travel or something. The money can be paid directly from those federal funds that we receive. And so that's another good thing. And the firm that we're using is the same firm that Johnson and Sedgwick County hired to help them through the process. And that was one of the overarching reasons that we chose them, because they already had at least a month's time of experience in trying to sort out some of these costs in the state of Kansas and familiar with the state of Kansas.
I see. Well, that's an arduous process, obviously. And, you know, I think a lot of entities are appreciative that they're going to be getting this money, but economically speaking, any idea how much this will benefit having these funds?
I think it's significant when you're talking $15 million for a community of our size. There've definitely been a lot of cost going on, and while I said, you know, phase one is for public entities, we encourage everyone that thinks they have a cost associated with to fill out one of those allocation forms, because if there's monies left over, we may be able to use that. If there's money, if the public entities don't use the full $14.994 million, then the county commission, based on the recommendation of the consulting firm, may be able to use those funds to allocate to some of them as well. But like I say, the deadlines are tight. We have a month from tomorrow to identify all of those costs, to get all of those applications in. And that's an extremely tight deadline, 1 month. And that's our biggest concern.
Wow, just another layer of things for you guys have to worry about during this pandemic. I don't know, a lot of folks don't envy you. It's a tough job. Well, I appreciate the information on that, and I think we're going to take a break. And Rich, we sure appreciate you joining the show here today, and I think we're gonna let you go here for the fourth segment.
Okay, thank you guys. Have a great day.
All right,
thanks, Rich.
Stay tuned. We'll have more in Focus continuing after this.